know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Matt, as we get ready for Wednesday here for CBD, I'm going to have to go run out apparently and go talk to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns right now. So Matt, Dino, you guys can kick it off as we get ready for this first hour, and I will be back shortly there. Johnny Manziel's the starter.
Enjoy.
Dino, so it's me and you for I don't know how long on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you know, Dino, let's discuss Johnny Manziel being the starter because, you know, you've kind of sat quietly and patiently as we've been filled with such great content, even following the Pittsburgh Steelers' loss. Where do you come out personally on Johnny Manziel?
It's time. I think when I watched that Steeler game closely and I went back and saw it again, I want to see more. I saw enough where you sit there and go, okay, in a 10-day span from the Bengal game to the Steeler game, you saw improvement. He needed to work on pocket presence. I saw improvement in the pocket presence. Now, people have been arguing and you know, whether it's been on the Hooley show or whatever, that, well, Johnny was fine, but he only, you know, the Steelers gave him dinks and dunk passes. Well, he went out there and threw for 370 yards.
That's yeah, you a don't lot do of that. You don't do that on accident.
Yeah, that's a lot of dinking and dunking, okay? And I mean, Matt, I think now we're at a point when the Browns are 2-8. They've got 6 games to go. You know, 4 of them at home, I might add. I want to see more. I want to see what he can do.
I get that. And walk me through, just because I greatly respect Bruce Hooley and his take in most cases on a lot of things. Where did Bruce come out? Did he believe also that it was time and that it was a long time coming?
And Bruce was very much of the mindset that, you know, Josh McCown should still start.
But so a little bit like me.
Yes.
Okay.
Very similar to you. And I think what kind of changed it was, you know, now that you have the eighth loss, your chances of turning things around and being over .500, obviously now you're not going to be over .500. You're not going to go to the playoffs. So now you're at that point where, okay, let's start playing Manziel. Let's play some of the youngsters and start really seeing what you have there as you start to think about 2016.
And last one for me, and we'll continue to move along the show and as we get into our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. What was your perception of Johnny yesterday as we had him in studio? You know, he's always very calm, cool, and collected. But just your overall take on some of his comments that he made throughout our show. You know, there were questions that, you know, you don't ever want – we're a Brown show, so we can't grill our guests, whether it be Johnny Manziel, Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer, or Cameron Irving, for God's sakes. We can't grill them. But I thought it was an opportunity for Johnny Manziel to show us or tell us all – how excited and what we can expect for him over the course of the next 6 weeks.
The thing that I took out most from that interview was something he said, and I forgive me, I can't remember if it was a question from you or a question from Nathan, but you know, when he talked about the difference between this year and last year, about having the locker room on his side, because you know Joe Thomas had come out even on Monday and said, you know, hey, look, we're ready to follow Johnny. And he said, boy, what a difference from a year ago. And I was like, wow. You know, that tells you all you need to know about what the environment was.
Right.
What his perception was in the locker room 12 months ago to where it is now.
Exactly. And to read between the lines and continue to expound on what you were kind of referencing is, to me, it says he's been a better teammate. And he's doing what he's supposed to do as a professional in this building when he's here.
Yes. I think he's showing his teammates that he truly is all in. He's committed. He cares. And he wants to be successful. And I think the proof of that, you know, you see the work he puts in the building and then you see it translate not to wins. I mean, just the one win against Tennessee, but you see it translate to tangible results on the field, improvement on the field. Team notices that. They see that, and they respect that.
They definitely do. And I'll lay out the show for you guys today, the Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. Today's the last day of practice before the guys are going to get 5 days off. Deservingly so or not, and I've heard multiple analysts, and they all kind of continue to take the same mindset that I do. This is truly your one opportunity to turn the football switch off. And I think, as I mentioned to Nathan, I think a guy like Johnny Manziel, who just got named the starter, could turn that switch off for a day or two, whether it's here or at home in Texas with his family, nothing stupid, keeping his nose clean, can turn that switch off, but dive right back in. I wouldn't be surprised, only simply because in the day and age that we live in with the camera phone and technology through social media, people will be able to monitor, you know, where Johnny is and what he's doing and when he's in Cleveland and when he's not. So they're going to have those 5 days off, and if this is your chance to turn it off, turn that switch off for a matter of a few days, you know, go away, clear your head, come back, hopefully refocused, re-energized, and still enamored more so than anything, A, with the game of football and wanting to get better individually, and B, not satisfied with the way the first 10 weeks of the season have gone and truly trying to go out and eradicate just a negative taste in your mouth, and I'm sure a taste in the mouth of every Browns fan out there. So they're going to have those 5 days off. Today is going to be grade day. And what we're doing is we are going to be grading out the first 10 games of the season. And we'll be giving the grades through the 10 games on offense, on defense, and special teams. And we want to hear from you, as always, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily with the hashtag mailbag, or you can hashtag grades and give us your grades. And lastly, I think the one focal point for us as the Cleveland Browns, as it always is and has been since we returned in 1999, is we're going to grade the quarterbacks, because Nathan and I have taken the stance, and Dino, you can chime in here too as well, that the problem is not with the quarterback.
No. It's, oh, my goodness, no.
It's a lot of things around it. It's the defense. It's, you know, special teams lapses here and there that have put us in bad situations. And all in all, what it boils down to for me is we just haven't played team football or complementary football, which, if you are, in fact, a football fan, when you watch the successful teams, when one side of the ball is down, the other one steps up and rises to the occasion. And when those teams are firing on the same page, you see a team like the Patriots, and I know they're an anomaly, run off, you know, to 9-0, 10-0 for the second time, you know, in their franchise history. So I think it's very unique. And so, Dino, we'll give our grades later, but for you and I, while we have our opportunity to chat and discuss, walk us through your grades for the How about give me a grade for the quarterback position as a whole?
Yeah.
Then give me a McCown grade and a Manziel grade thus far.
For the quarterback position as a whole, it's above average. I'm going to give it a B, almost a B plus.
Okay.
I really, as I thought about it, Matt, Josh McCown has been a lot better than I think we all expected.
I agree with that.
100%. I mean, he came in, put up some huge numbers. The leadership has been terrific, and I know that, and you know that because of the way his teammates rallied around him. Just listening to Mike Pettine yesterday when he made the announcement about Manziel taking over, you see the respect that coach has for quarterback and vice versa. I think McCown has been, he's been better than advertised. He's been he's been terrific, really. I give the position itself a B plus. I'll give McCown an A minus.
An A minus?
Yes.
So that means Johnny slightly drags the grade down a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Johnny okay. slightly.
What
Johnny,
is he, C plus-ish?
B minus, C okay. plus, yeah. Yeah.
B plus, C minus. Yeah. I like it. And I think I'm along those same lines, and I'll save, you know, my further discussion with Nathan when he gets back. And to continue to lay out the show, again, we want to hear from you all show long, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily. You can include the hashtag mailbag, or you can include a hashtag about the grades. Tweet us your grades. Hashtag grades and a grade for the offense, the defense, and the special teams. Nathan and I will cover the offense at 1:30. We'll do the mailbag Wednesday at 1:45, so we'll air your tweets then.
You want a quick question while we
– Absolutely, yeah, of course.
From Behind Enemy Lines, at @G_IGeorge, he says, now, guys, if Manziel performs well the rest of the way, will it be an endorsement or an indictment of Mike Pettine's judgment?
Wow, that's a very good question, G.I. George. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into the show. I would say, at quick thought, it would be an indictment against his judgment because I have not seen Johnny or making the decision much sooner. And in some cases when, the getting wasn't good anymore for this football team, and I think it's difficult to put your finger on when it was a true, and I hate to say it, a true give up. But when Mike Pettine was probably mathematically and structurally as a coach of this football team, felt like he was down and out in regards to playing for pride, how many more games would Johnny Manziel, started than he hasn't started? Would Johnny Manziel have started the last two football games without Josh McCown being injured? I have a tendency to say that he wouldn't.
I don't think he would have either.
So in some cases, you can potentially say that it is a slight indictment, of his judgment call about the quarterback position on Johnny Manziel.
And see, I was in the camp after the Tennessee game, and again, I don't think the record's much different than 2-8, no matter who's the starting quarterback.
I agree.
But I was in the camp after the Tennessee game. I liked what I saw from Johnny that day. I wanted to see more and was disappointed that McCown was put back in the starting role. Having said that, watching what Josh did, especially against San Diego and Baltimore, is like, wow, and the big numbers he put up and the way he led the team, you couldn't help at least just say, wow, that was much better than expected. I don't know, Matt. It's hard to say. Yeah, I think you're right, because I don't think he would have played against Cincinnati or Pittsburgh had it not been for the injury. So, yep. Yeah, I'll take your side on that. It's probably more of an indictment.
Gotcha. Okay, great. And just continuing to lay out the show, as I mentioned, at 1:45, we're going to take your questions via Twitter with the hashtag mailbag or hashtag grades. We'll go over those. 2 o'clock, we're going to go around the league. 2:15, we'll do defense and special teams grades. At 2:30, senior staff writer Andrew Gribble will join us in studio, and we'll continue on with your grades. So we want to hear from you, and I'll replay and kind of review those Ohio Business Machine hot topics because, as always, we love your calls and tweets all show long, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at @Browns_daily, #mailbag, #grades. What are your grades through 10 games for the offense, defense, and special teams? What are your grades specifically for the quarterback position thus far through 10 football games? And lastly, another discussion that we'll have as the show goes on, Johnny Manziel, now the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season, not just a week-by-week basis. What should he do this weekend? Should he stay in town and just focus on getting ready for the final 6 games of the season? What would your advice be to Johnny going into the bye weekend? Matt Wilhelm sitting here solo with Nathan, now spending some time with Coach Pettine, here with Dave DiNatale on ESPN 850 WKNR.